Please listen carefully.
Welcome to the Scout On Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Doyakos, and I've been a part of the scouting movement for over 20 years. This podcast is a place to talk about all the great things scouts are doing today. I'll answer your scouting questions, talk about the latest in the scouting world, and share some fun and interesting tidbits I've picked up along the way. If you want to tell me what your scouts have been up to, head to anchor.fm/boyscoutstech or leave me a voicemail at 916-5-SCOUTS. That's 916-572-6887. Hi, Scouters. This is Steve, and welcome to the first episode of Scout On. Just want to touch base on a few things and let people know that scouting is still here, scouts is still happening, and we're going to continue to scout on. And scouting news, Wood Badge is the Boy Scouts of America's adult leadership training. Not only is it high-quality leadership course for veteran scouters, but it's also a great way to instill the values and culture of scouting for volunteers new to the movement. I just wanted to touch base on that because this year the BSA has released an updated Wood Badge curriculum. It went from 6 to 5 days, but it still covers the same life-changing topics: managing conflict, goal setting, mission, vision, and aims of scouting, servant leadership, project planning, team building strategies, leading change, and so much more. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had, and I would strongly encourage any of you who have not attended Wood Badge to go ahead and attend. And if you have, consider attending again and checking out the new curriculum so you can talk to other scouters and explain the awesome time that you had in the context of the new curriculum. It's honestly the best way to develop a scouting network, and part of the impetus for me to develop Boy Scouts Tech and some of the other stuff that I've done since I rejoined scouting a couple years ago. Speaking of Wood Badge, my course was in October in Montana, and it was really cold. I woke up the second morning of Wood Badge, and it had snowed and dumped all over my tent, but I had the wrong kind of tent. It was a round tent, and I went into the main part of where the course was happening, and one of the assistant scoutmasters told me that I had the wrong type of tent because it wasn't a square tent. If it was a square tent, I'd be fine because the corners are always 90 degrees. Part of the goal of this podcast is to feature all the fun and exciting things scouts are doing right now. So I want to hear from you, the listeners. Head over to anchor.fm/boyscoutstech and leave me a message or call the Boy Scouts Tech hotline at 916-5-SCOUTS. That's 916-572-6887. And leave me a voicemail. I mentioned Wood Badge a lot because I'm a course director for the Montana Council this year. We're running two great courses, one in June for a week, and my course, which is 2 weekends this fall. Head to woodbadgemontana.org to get on our email list for more information. Finally, this podcast is supported by me. The products that I developed at boyscouts.tech help supplement this show, or you can head to ko-fi.com/snachodog and show me some love by buying me a cup of coffee. I'll have a link in the show notes. As a part of scouting history, our founder, Lord Baden-Powell, said he had seen enough of war and that the boys should be kept away from the idea that they are being trained so that someday they might fight for their country. It is not war scouting that is needed now, but peace scouting. And now for some question and answer. One of the questions that I see a lot and is very relevant to me is, what do you do for the patrol method in a small troop? Now, I live in rural Montana, and my troop size is less than 10 right now. We've been as big as 20, and that's easy for the patrol method. But as we start to get smaller, having a senior patrol leader and multiple patrols becomes complicated. And the short answer is, you don't have multiple patrols. You have a singular patrol, and the patrol leader acts as the leader of the whole troop, because everyone is in one patrol, and the patrol is the troop. There's no hierarchy, there's no administrative level. Everyone works at the same level, and it just works out. Now, the goal is to grow the troop, but in the meantime, the patrol leader is de facto senior patrol leader. You can subscribe to this podcast on anchor.fm/Boy Scouts Tech, or you can search Spotify for Boy Scouts Tech Scout On.